East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
KZN's premier has launched a financial recovery plan to try to stabilize the province's strained finances. Tami Ntuli says his government has inherited serious financial pressure, including debt of more than 10 billion rand to service providers. He says the province entered the 2024-25 financial year with accruals of more than 9.5 billion rand. Ntuli has admitted budget cuts have affected the health and education departments, leaving critical shortages in hospitals and classrooms. Speaking at a press briefing in Durban today, Ntuli says the recovery plan aims to save around 1.5 billion rand a year through tighter spending. He says essential services will be protected as Treasury oversees the plan's implementation.
It is important that our citizens know this truth. Difficult decisions had to be made. We could not continue a path of unsustainable spending. We had to choose discipline over drift, focus over short-term comforts, and long-term recovery over temporary relief. This administration chose the harder road, a pathway of sacrifice, stability, and reform.
The Justice Minister has confirmed that the Democratic Alliance has written to the advisory panel responsible for selecting the next National Director of Public Prosecutions. They've threatened to interdict the process. With Shamila Batoy's term expiring next year, the Justice Department has moved to find her replacement. Minister Mamaloko Kubai says the panel's legal team has been instructed to respond to the letter.
I will not go into detail because we do believe that this is self-inflicted agency, but also there are no merit on it.
The panel has begun interviewing the six candidates for the position today before submitting a final shortlist to the president. And moving to the Mpumalanga province, police have arrested a foreign national who was found with 582 passports in Middelburg. The 43-year-old Zimbabwean was also found with almost 150,000 rand in cash. The passports for Zimbabwe, Malawi and Mozambique were stashed with cash inside. Here's police spokesperson Mpo Nonyane Mpe.
Investigation thus far suggests that the driver was probably going to meet someone the next day to have the passport stamped. Police are of the view that the recovered cash was meant for payment. The suspect, a Zimbabwean national, and was charged for contravening of Immigration Act of South Africa, fraud, money laundering.
On the international front, more than a million, or half a million people rather, in Cambodia and Thailand have been forced to flee their homes as fighting flares along a disputed stretch of the two countries' border. Officials say five Thai soldiers and seven Cambodian civilians have been killed in the latest clashes. Jets, tanks and drones have reportedly been used as the violence escalates, and U.S. President Donald Trump has again pledged to intervene in the century-old dispute. Your top story this hour, KZN's premier has launched a financial recovery plan to try to stabilize the province's strained finances. Find more news at ecr.co.za under the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.